Hello everyone, you're welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. It's a new year and I'm super excited about this new year, 2022. And we're starting the podcast and we promise that this year we're going to be more consistent. So the Resilient Mind Podcast this year is taking a new shape. I'll be bringing an inspiring person or an inspiring message to equip us with the tools, tips and mindsets for resilience to be able to thrive in spite of what you do, where you are, the difficulties you're facing, regardless of the challenges, the stressors, the pressure of life. You are able to thrive, you're able to, you know, push through and you're able to be the best you can be, you can succeed and you can live a happy life. And today I have an inspiring friend with me in the studio. I told you this year I'm going to bring in my friends. They're going to be enjoying their vibes, their wealth of knowledge and experience. They'll be sharing their success stories, and it's going to be superb. So today I have my friend here. His name is Kenny Akinyemi, and he's a fantastic man, like fantastic, fabulous. And he's here with me in the studio today. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Good to see you. Very well, thank you. Yeah, good evening, everyone. It's good to be here. And thank you for inviting me. I think we have a sweet time to actually have in a short while that we're going to share together. I'm sure it's going to be very impactful. We have a few things to learn from each other. So stay tuned and stay connected also. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So Kenny is a married man also, for you single ladies. Just keep off. He's happily married and I really love what he's doing. So today we'll be talking about initial grata. It's a new
initial
year.
Grata.
It's a new year, and there's this, you know, this new year energy, and everybody's setting new year resolution. People are starting new habits. Oh, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to read one book every week. I'm going to wake up 5 o'clock. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you know, there's this initial grata. Then after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, everything is just subsiding. I want to talk about that today. It's actually a reality. I used to struggle with that a lot. So today we'll be talking about this initial grata and how you can go beyond just initial grata and really achieving your goals for the year, right? And becoming that better person, and having that better year you always wanted to. And Ken here is an expert. It's his own. I mean, the few moments I've known him, it's been fantastic. So still be getting from a big purpose of the sharing knowledge on how you can overcome this initial grata. So Kenny, let's have you. What do you think about this initial new year balls? You know, new year resolution.
It's everywhere. We all get caught one way or the other in that euphoria that we are starting a new year. Everyone wants a change, and so that change is driving us to create goals and resolutions and all of that. They are not bad in themselves, actually. They are not bad, but we are all human, and naturally we struggle with consistency. That's the truth. Kind of struggle. So that is actually where that check. We all need that check. It's very, very important. You see everybody, New Year Eve, they are in church, they are praying. Those who won't go to church are thinking, how do I make this year better for me? How do I get a better result? Which is very, 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 very important that we all think in that direction. But the most important thing is, how do we sustain it? How do we get to March, April, May, and that energy is still there? That is what's important. It's not actually the initial stuff.
So the first question is, what do you think stops people from going beyond that initial grata? Because there are people actually have that good intention to change, to start new habits, to pursue, to achieve great things in the year. Really, there's this genuine desire. But what is stopping people from going beyond that initial grata?
Oh, you see, the primary thing is distractions, actually. The primary thing that causes that tempo to reduce is distraction. We all have so many things. You know, it's not a year that you have been through before. It's not a journey that you have been through. So you don't know what you are going to meet along the way. Mm-hmm. It's like someone who set out. You are going to say you are leaving your house for the office. The only thing you know is you are leaving the house. You don't know what is going to happen along the road. You can just meet an accident on the road that you didn't plan for. And maybe you have already planned your time. In 30 minutes or thereabouts, I'll be in the office. If I'm driving, I'll go through this route. But just imagine you're just somewhere and then an accident occurred. That is a distraction in itself. If you're not careful, it changes your direction, it changes your timing, and it changes your plans all of a sudden. So I think the major thing is distraction come along the way. And if we are not careful, that distraction will change the course of our plans. All the plans that we've had, everything. Someone had a job at the beginning of the year. So you have planned that my salary is going to come in at the end of the month, and this is what I'm going to save, this is what I'm going to do with the rest of the salary and all that. And all of a sudden, something happens and the job is gone.
So it can change everything.
So distraction is the main thing that makes people settle down. And distraction can come in wherever. Sometimes it is positive, sometimes it is negative. It can come in any way. A friend that you have never met in 10 years can just come into your life, come with a different story, and then changes all the things. So it's basically distractions, actually. And we need to learn to manage that distraction if we want to actually scale through and stay consistent. I think what we're going to be discussing also today is going to be how to manage that distraction. Because if we can, I think it's going to help us a long way. The basic thing that makes people to change is distraction, actually.
Distraction is the major problem when it comes to people not maintaining that, or just having initial gaga and not consistent with the energy of achieving their goals. As you were talking, something was just rolling through my mind, and the fact that many a times one of the things that stop a lot of people is that they have habits, and the people just think that because a new year, that habit will just disappear. So let's say you're someone who you have this habit of let's say you're a procrastinator, you procrastinate a lot. Then all of a sudden this new year you are feeling like, this new year, I'll wake up at 6 o'clock, I will do my exercise, I will exercise every morning, you know, I will go to the gym. So, you know, and okay, that January 2nd, the person is already in the gym. And there's this idea that new year, new me, new year, new, and people forget that new year does not cure old habits. The fact that it's a new year does not mean that it's actually a new year. If you are not intentional about changing yourself, and doesn't have to even get to a new year before you begin to go through a particular process to change yourself. So what do you think about the idea of new year, new me, and how can one really approach it, like really, really, if it's going to work?
All right, thank you. This is one area that I actually love to dwell on, because that is the basis of my work, actually, in coaching. I'm a success and life coach, and that is helping people actually be what they're supposed to be or achieve the goals they are meant to achieve.
Okay.
And in my work with people, I discovered that is the main thing, is changing habits. Because there's nothing like new year, new me. There's nothing like that. There's a new year. Let us give it like that. There's a new year. let us agree that it's a new year. Fantastic. But a new me will not happen because it's a new year. It's not going to happen. A new me will happen because it's a new me, because I have decided that I need a new me, and I'm willing to walk towards a new me. A new me doesn't automatically appear. And the truth is, if you do not change, I have a maxim that nothing is going to change for the better until you do.
Change.
So it's you first. It's about you changing, moving, shifting before anything around you, anything in your life can actually shift in that direction. So if you don't change, if you don't move, just forget that nothing is going to move. So the first is, it's a new year and we live it like that. But if you want a new you, it's a resolution, it's a decision. And it's something you consciously work towards in order to achieve that result. It doesn't happen automatically. Nothing like a new year, a new me.
You just mentioned something very powerful. You said it's conscious. So I think that if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is that the first step to overcoming or going beyond just that initial gra-gra is that you have to be intentional. You mentioned the word being conscious. So you have to be intentional about changing you yourself. That the new year will not automatically change you. The new year will not just birth a new you until you intentionally decide that you want to change and you want to create a new reality. It's not going to happen. So the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, according to Kenny, is you have to make intentional decisions. Like, you knew you will not happen automatically. There's no miracle like that. It has to be intentional, right?
Definitely. There's nothing like automatic. There's no automatic result. Actually, you have to prepare for an exam. You have to write, sit and write before you can actually pass and then expect results. So it happens like that in our lives too. Nothing comes automatically. Nothing happens without a plan. Nothing happens without effort. It's something that you have to consciously decide on, areas that you need to make adjustments, very, very important. And then you need to decide that I'm going to make this adjustment and I'm going to make it work. You're the only one that can help yourself. Actually, it doesn't matter how well-meaning everybody around you, even your coach, it doesn't matter how well-meaning they are, if you are not willing to make that adjustment, they will just labor in vain. And then the result that you both want, you will not achieve it. So it's primarily about you first deciding that I need to make this adjustment and working towards it before anything actually can happen. So it's primarily about us at first.
So the first thing we've mentioned today is the fact that one of the things that stop people from going beyond that initial gra-gra, the first thing is distraction. The second thing is the fact that your old habits are still there. And the fact that it's a new year does not mean that your old habits are gone. And many a times it's these old habits that stops us. So you are someone who you want to lose weight. Your new year goal is that you want to have the shape of your body. But you have this habit of taking soft drink and soda, eating a lot of cakes, and that's the habit you have. A strong habit. A lot of a sudden you just feel like, okay, this new year, new you, and that habit will not go if you don't take. So the second thought is the fact that many people are not intentional. They're not intentional about personal transformation and personal change. The fourth thing we also mentioned is that many people are not willing. You just think that you want your situation to change, but you yourself don't want to change. And it doesn't happen that way. So if you want to go beyond the initial gap and really achieve your goal for the new year, you need to, number one, watch distraction. Number two, you need to pay attention to your old habits. Number three, you need to be intentional, very critical, and you need a level of willingness. And there's something you mentioned that you need to take responsibility for yourself. You can't, nobody will help you. You know, you have to take responsibility for your life. It's a new year, and you have to be responsible, right? So as I was talking, something just popped in my mind that beyond just old habits, a lot of people, what is stopping them is beliefs. So you have, it's a new year, but you still have some old beliefs, right? You still have some dangerous beliefs about, let's say, about yourself, about, you know, let's say the person has a financial goal. Okay, this new year, I must make millions. But you have some limiting beliefs about money. You know, you have a goal of, maybe you are a guy and you used to carry girls a lot. You can't control yourself. It's women. And now it's a new year. New year, new me. But you have a belief, a very powerful belief about women. and you believe that women are just to be thrown all up and down, you know, you have wrong beliefs. So what do you think about wrong beliefs, Kenny? What do you think about wrong beliefs? And how does that affect us? And stop us?
Oh, okay. That's another vital and very important point that you have mentioned about beliefs. On my Instagram post, I post some rules of success, and today I posted the rule 3, and I said it is you have to believe in yourself. I discovered that what cuts people short most often is that limiting beliefs, because whatever you really have not seen in the eyes of your mind, there is no way you can actually produce in your life. It's not possible. So it first must be conquered in the mind before it can be conquered in your life. Whatever you are aiming to accomplish or achieve must first be seen as accomplished in your mind. Otherwise, it will just be an effort in futility. In fact, that is one of the primary reasons why people don't advance, why they don't make so much change or get so much results. It's because you are working, it's like a square peg in a round hole. You're just working, it's not jelly. Because two constants are there that needs to adjust. It's first the mental constant. That's the key thing. Because actually, I think what we produce in our lives is a result of what we have seen in our mind. Mm. It's like the law of mirroring. It is what you have seen in the mirror, actually, that you can actually correct or change. So if you have not seen it or made that adjustment, make that shift in your mind, nothing actually will happen. So limiting beliefs is very vital. And what that means is, if you want to attain a goal, first you must believe that it's possible. You must believe. And that is not just thinking it is possible, but knowing that it is possible, because there are two things. You must know that this thing is possible. If, for instance, you are hoping to change your... There's this very common money. I used to use money as an example because it's relatable and it's our everyday life.
Yeah.
You want to have 500,000, and say as your weekly or monthly income, so to say, it doesn't matter what you're earning now, you want to increase your income, you multiply, and you see someone spend the money you are aiming to have, and you're already angry, you're feeling angry in your mind. You're like, how do we wasting money like this? Now, to me, I used to say that, you see, the level to which you get angry when people spend money, that is your limit, whether you know it or not. That is your limit, because it means that you're already feeling like, this money is too much for this person. This person is wasting. But the truth is, it's just your limit that you have set in your mind. The truth is, you know, there will be a time in your life when you feel like 100 naira is big.
Yeah.
Indeed, you know, like, and you see, as you advance, as you make more money, it's kind of like, what's 100 naira, 100 naira, 100 naira? I can never match it. That means that you actually have passed that stage. That is when you see people criticize millionaires, like, they are wasting money in buying luxury cars, or they are flying jets, private jets. That they have that limit in their mind that this money is too much.
Yeah.
So they cannot access that money because to them it is too much. Until they're able to beat that mind that this money is not too much, it's okay to have it. That is when they can even begin to work towards achieving that kind of goal, that having that kind of money. So the limit that we set in our mind will tell the results that we can actually achieve in our lives. So first, we must crush the beliefs in our minds that is telling us that what the goals that we have set for ourselves is big or is not achievable or is not attainable before we can even begin to work towards achieving such goals. Limiting beliefs are real, and they indeed limit people. That's the truth.
Yeah, awesome. So a lot of times, usually people just have that initial grand goal, don't go beyond just the initial grand goal, because the goals and the resolutions they've set for themselves are not aligned with their core beliefs. And their beliefs are, and the painful part about these limiting beliefs is that they are unconscious. People are not even aware that they have these beliefs. And your beliefs create the boundaries of your reality. So people are here, what is belief? What is belief? Beliefs are those facts you hold emotionally dear to you. You hold them, they are facts you hold to be true, but they are not necessarily true. The fact that you believe that this thing is true does not mean it is true. And the fact that you believe it, it creates your reality. So if you believe that, okay, $1,000 is, you can't earn it, like it's too big for me to earn. That's your own belief, right? You may not even be aware, right? If you feel you're not worth it, you're not worth $1,000, then you will never have it. Even if somebody gives you, you will know there's this thing in you that is repelling it. And that's why we need to pay attention to our core, our beliefs. So we mentioned a lot of things. So let's quickly go into how to overcome or go beyond just the initial New Year gradual and see how we can accomplish our goals. Because I want you, our listeners, to achieve your goals this year, right? Because the way the world is going, hey, you must achieve your goals, though, because these are changing very fast. These are changing very, very fast. For those living in Nigeria, you know what's going
very
on.
Very fast.
You know what is going on. Even globally, not just in Nigeria, things are changing very fast. COVID has changed the equation, right? Organizations are evolving, nations are evolving, policies are coming here and there. And you need to achieve your goals, you need to evolve, you need to move, you need to achieve those things this year. So how do you overcome? Kenny, what do you think? How do you think we can overcome, like practical steps to overcome this initial gradual and just go beyond January and make the necessary changes in our lives?
The first thing I think we all need to do is first assess the goals that we have set for ourselves. If we don't have goals, we need to just go ahead and set some goals for ourselves.
Okay.
And make those goals as realistic as possible. We just said something about limiting beliefs now. The truth is, if you set goals that are beyond your mind, there's no way you are going to achieve it. You are going to get to a point where you are tired and then you feel. I was talking with someone who always say that all these goal setting self, Jerry, after you have set the goal, you just get that. You are angry with yourself that you are not achieving the goals. And then you give up on the goals. I said, you know, the truth is, we set goals that are bigger than our minds. That's the truth. Mm. Because maybe because of the euphoria of setting goals, someone who is earning 50,000, yes, said, I want to buy limo. Oh, that's my goal for the year. So when you set unrealistic goals, goals that are bigger than you, and when I mean you, because we all are at different levels. That's the truth. So I can't set my goals based on what you have told me. I can't set my goals based on your own lifestyle. Now, yes, because you are driving a Benz, I say I want to drive a Benz. I might not be there now. So if I set my goals based on your life, I'm going to be discouraged at a point because my reality does not tally with that. But then if my mind can carry it, like I can actually walk towards it, I believe it. It's because that belief thing is very powerful. It's very, very powerful. And I always stand at that point that if your goal is not right with your mind, you are just giving yourself stress. You are stressing yourself because you will run like a mad dog and you might not even get anywhere. You just feel that you are dissipating energy without achieving results. So the first is set realistic goals for yourself. Don't be over ambitious. It's good to be ambitious, but don't be over ambitious so that you don't get to a point and you are tired. You feel like, I can't go it again. I can't. No, it's better you take a chunk that you can chew, and then you, after you have chewed that one very well, you now bite another one. It's better that way than bite more than you can chew and you feel that you are tired, your mouth is full and you can no longer go. So first start by setting realistic goals for yourself. That's a primary strategy. When you have those goals in place, now decide on plans. People set goals without plans. I do not know how they intend to go about it. It's not going to work. If you set goals, what you want to achieve, there must be a plan that will help you accomplish it. How do I want to get from point A to point B? What are my strategies? What are my routes? You must have to think about those things. And then you set timelines. Timelines will help you also to be able to measure your progress. For instance, if I intend to read a book a month, I can break it down to daily activities or weekly activities. Okay, if the book has 10 chapters and I want to read it in a month, it means that at least I must read 4 chapters in a week. to be able to cover it, or 3 chapters in a week to be able to cover it, 10 chapters in a month. So how do I want to accomplish? Because if I can measure my goals weekly, it means that I can measure my goals monthly. So break your goals down. You have a plan already. Break your plans down to timelines. Daily timelines, if it's possible. Some goals can have daily timelines. Some cannot. They can have weekly timelines. Some can have monthly timelines. So those will help you to measure. Because human beings, we are success driven. That's the truth. And each achievement gives us energy to achieve more. So if you can achieve little, it gives you energy to achieve more. So you set goals you set timelines in short ways so that you can measure your success. And those things will give you better energy to be able to achieve more. If I know that if I can read successfully one chapter at the timeline set, I have enough energy to be able to read 2 chapters at the timeline set. Mm. But if I don't read 1 chapter enough, 2 chapters look very big to me. So cut down your plans into very small achievable points so that you can measure your goals and you can run with it.
What you're saying is that the first thing is, if I'm hearing correctly, you're talking about SMART goals. Realistic goals. Your goals have to be real. Your goals have to have time frames and time must be time bound. So a lot of people set goals, but there's no time to their whole deadline. They're not just deadline, having time frames. Then you mentioned that the goals have to break down your goals to plans. Goals must be chunkable, and in that light must be measurable. So for those who are actually more SMART goals, are S stands for specific. So you have to set specific goals. You just say, okay, this year I want to make a lot of money. That's a big goal. So, but let's say you are earning 100, let's just say you're earning $200 every month. Then you now say, okay, I want to increase my income. I want to double my income. So that I want to earn $400 every month. So let's say you are a Nigerian and you are earning 100,000 naira every month. Just saying, setting a goal of, I want to make a lot of money this year, is a big goal. And that kind of goal cannot really drive you, but you need to be specific and say, okay, I want to double my income so that I can earn 200,000 a month. That's a specific goal. Then it has to be measurable, right? When you set a goal, whatever cannot be measured cannot be managed. Whatever cannot be measured cannot be improved upon. So you need to make sure your goal is measurable. If you are setting a goal about your weight, you can say, okay, I want to reduce my weight to, let's say, 70, let's say currently you are 90. You want to reduce your weight to about 60. Oh, that is measurable. So you can measure it, right? So those are some, and that's what they're saying. You have to, then you talk about the fact that you must be able to chunk down your goals, turn your goals into actionable plans. Right, not just plans, but the plans must be something that you can really take practical action on. Right. So okay, so Kelly, let's have the more.
Give it I'm going to add that you need to be consistent about that goals that you set or the plans that you set. And that in order to be consistent, set a reminder. You know, now you have a goal, you have a SMART goal, you have created a plan, and then you have chunked your plan to actionable steps.
Okay.
Now, you need to set reminders. It's actually good to have, okay, I've said I'm going to do this every day, or I'm going to do this every week in order to achieve this, my bulky goal. For instance, if I want to make more money, I thought about starting a new business. Maybe I want to start a business by the end of the month or thereabout. Now you can set that. You can set a reminder. What do I need to do and how do I need to do it? Those things will actually help you. If you said that I want to read a book every day, every week, set a reminder in a place that you can see. You can have a vision board so that you can see your goals every day, and then you can think it, because your mind, when you give your mind something to think about, your mind automatically works out a way to accomplish itself. So when you say to your mind and you repeat to your mind, It's like an affirmation. You tell your mind that I want to achieve this. Your mind thinks of better ways of achieving it. So set a reminder. Set a reminder. Another thing you can do is put yourself in a community of people that are doing the same thing, that are achieving the same goal with you.
Yeah.
Now, some people call it masterclass. Some people call it maybe you have a coach. But put yourself in a community, in a place where someone can check on you. How are you doing with your goal that you have set for you? They can ginger you. If you are not doing well, they can pick you up. They can strengthen you. That community helps a lot, and it's very, very important. You can have a coach, a personal coach. You can have a community of people who checks on you daily. You can have someone who reviews your performance for you, or somehow get accountability. It will help you in a long way. Let me just stop it there. I'm very sure that if you can put this, you are on a good road already.
Awesome. So if you hear well, he has mentioned the place of visualization. Having a vision board is so something that you can always see that reminds you about your goal, and that can also program your subconscious mind. That's a vision board. Then you also mentioned affirmation, right? You mentioned the fact that consistent affirmation about your goal can position your mind to in a place where you are able to be consistent on your goal. You also mentioned consistency. And you also mentioned the fact that your association is very critical. I also mentioned accountability. I hope you are getting value on this podcast. So, Kenny, I want you to share with us your own personal story of how you're able to go beyond just initial gaga and how you're able to achieve some of your goals.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me just take my 2021 as a very good example.
Okay.
I have outline of goals that I intend to achieve. The first thing I did was to sign up for a community program. Excuse me. I have a mentor who I signed up for, and then so every week I have a review session. That helped me a lot. We call it accountability program. That helped me very, very, very lot. So every week I have a review session. What you say you will do, it's as simple as that. It's not someone who is going to take a cane and wipe you or beat you or something. So someone just check upon what you have said you are going to do, and then you set another goal for the week, for a new week. Okay, so I have accomplished this new week. This is what I intend to do, and the person checks on you again at the end of the week. Were you able to achieve it? What stopped you? What can you do better? That really, really, really helped me, because it kept me on my toes to say that I've said I want to do this. I don't want to disappoint this person, and I want to see that I accomplish it. And that is where I always encourage that we all have accountability in our lives. It helps you actually accomplish your goals. And I can tell you that more than 100% of the goals I said, I was able to accomplish it, because I accomplished them earlier to stretch my goals forward.
Wow.
And it really helped me. So accountability was the key thing for me in the last year. And I think I want to continue it, because it really, really helped me. And I can say to anyone who is listening to me, accountability will help you a lot. Don't just set your goals. Don't just make plans. Have someone in your life that is checking on you and ensuring that you follow through with your plans as you have set them.
Okay, so Kenny has an accountability program. If you are interested to sign up, tell us more about that, Kenny, about the accountability program you run.
Yeah, I have an annual accountability program that I help people. What I have learned, I want to replicate in the life of others, especially those who follow me very well. So I want to let them learn and understand what accountability is. So the goals that you have set for yourself, I want to help you accomplish them, follow you, monitor you, and give me a report of how well you're doing it. And I can tell you that the result that I've gotten in my life, you're going to get it or much more than that. That is it. So sign up for my accountability program. You can check me up on Instagram at Kenny Akiemi. You'll be able to learn more about my accountability program. And all that. So thank you. It's kennyakiemi@gmail.com. kennyakiemi@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to drop his email and his Instagram, and you'll see it in the footnotes on the podcast you're listening to, the podcast platform you're listening to. So this has been a very insightful session. Now we've been able to learn why people don't go beyond that initial gaga, that initial enthusiasm that people have about the new year. And we've also learned on how to go beyond it. He has mentioned the fact that you need accountability. Accountability could be a game changer for you. Last year, accountability helped me to, it changed me a lot. I was able to achieve more because I was accountable. So accountability is very important. Being in a community of people who are also set to achieve their goals, set to change their behaviors, will help you a lot. You know, checking your beliefs, right? Very important. Then setting smart goals, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound goals, right? Will help you a lot, right? So setting goals the reason why a lot of people are depressed, sad, anxious, because they set goals with unrealistic expectations. If you want to be resilient, you have to set goals with realistic expectations. So please, if you want to be accountable, you want to know more about goal setting, you can reach out to Kenny. Kenny is a super life coach, and you've heard him today. Fantastic insight on how to get your things done. He himself is a goal-getter. You see him, action guy. Everywhere, action. Anytime I see him, he's full of life. You know, pop, 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 pop. God! Come on, cut some for me now. How far now?
Don't worry, we'll talk about this.
All right, so we'll come to the end of today's podcast. If you got value, we want you to share with your friends. And whatever platform you're listening to, this Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor FM, leave a comment, leave your feedback, like, subscribe, share with your friends. Until we get to you next week, have a fantastic 2022. Bye.
Bye, everyone.